Here are some words from Interfaith Alliance President Rabbi Jack Moline.
I think the hardest lesson for God to learn about people was this. Just because you create someone in your image, it doesn't mean that he or she will turn out like you. No kidding. I think the whole of the Bible is God coming to terms with that truth. And, what an irony, about the only thing that's reliable about being in God's image is that parents, mentors, and other authority figures have a hard time learning the same lesson. It's true on a macro level, and it's true on a micro level. Those of us who are lucky and marry well, like me, have kids that actually turn out better. But for all we have in common with our kids, they all wind up being who they are and not who we are. There's an exquisitely painful set of instructions for parents who raise a stubborn and rebellious son in the book of Deuteronomy. If they reach the end of their rope, they're instructed to haul him before the elders of the city, declare the very specific crimes of refusing to listen to their voices and being a glutton and a drunkard, and then the elders of the city stone the son to death. The section concludes with the rationale. All of Israel will hear and be afraid. I have to say it works. My parents never seriously threatened to have me formally charged with being stubborn. But the first time I read this little section, it stuck with me. The fifth commandment may set the expectation that I behave well toward my parents, but this scenario made it pretty real. And of course, it's horrifying. What parents seriously would take their child to be executed? How could this possibly be true? And yet, there it is in Holy Scripture. The rabbinic architects of Jewish law seem to be horrified as well. They put so many restrictions on this little section that it was impossible to act upon. An entire chapter of the Talmud is devoted to defining the eligibility of the intended victim out of existence. By the time they're finished, they conclude that the stubborn and rebellious son never existed, never was created. All that's left when they're finished is the rationale. All Israel will hear and be afraid. The fear of disappointing parents and by extension God is probably the most useful and the most damaging feature of religious life. And yes, I know, not every religion has God and not every kid has religion. Still, if we didn't aspire to be the people our parents and God imagine, that is, create an image of, we might never learn to have aspirations of our own. That's very useful. On the other hand, I have never met anyone who did not react to some misdeed, large or small, by saying, "My parents are going to kill me." They don't mean it literally, right? When the expectation set by family or faith seems so clear and so non-negotiable, the child who lives in fear of divine or parental disapproval often sees little difference between life and death. And especially when the model of what constitutes living in the image in which the child was created is clearly defined, the consequences of that different path can be devastating. I know how much attention is being paid to choices children make about their life path. Will they follow the religious commitments of their parents? Will they subscribe to the political attitudes with which they were raised? In some families, choices of career, military service, education, and even sports teams can rise to the level of expectation. Challenging those orthodoxies can tear a family apart. But more often than not, there's room for compromise. After all, there's no verse in the Bible that requires you to root for the Chicago Cubs, though there ought to be. But when there is a verse, and it's layered with long-standing community norms, those matters that do not involve choice, rather identity, require preemptive attention. Some percentage of our children understand their sexual and gender identities differently than the heterosexual and cisgender majorities in our society. And when they confront the condemnatory verses that form the foundation of society's attitude toward LGBTQ people, long before those five letters held meaning, they understand that someone important believes that they are deplorable, like the stubborn and rebellious son. They do not live up to the image. Perhaps they should be hauled before the elders, so that all of Israel will hear and be afraid. Listen, my friends, those of you who are parents and those of you who have ever been children, not a one of you would pull the most stubborn and rebellious child to the public square for execution by a disapproving elite. No matter how different than you're imagining that child might be, you stand with rabbis of 2,000 years ago who declared that a child worthy of such treatment never existed, never was created. They interpreted those verses clean out of existence. And we need to do it again. The child whose sexual identity is an abomination, that's the word in the Bible, never existed, never was created. We need to make it clear to every child in every image of every parent and in the image of God. This is Rabbi Jack Moline for State of Belief Radio.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you for doing that. We rely on your support to be able to continue this important work. I know that this is a time that many of us are seeing and hearing cruel, hateful, and divisive words. Many of us are hurting. It's very important for me that our show, that the conversations we share with you have the opposite effect. And if you've heard something that you found to be helpful, I urge you to share it with others who might also benefit from hearing it. It's easy to do that on Facebook and Twitter. You can also direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes and in-depth archives, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. We want a larger community because we want to bring out of that diversity a conversation that brings strength, not fear and weakness, to our nation. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what?